WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military is trying to recover the wreckage of what it's calling an object that was shot down Friday over northern Alaska. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has the latest.
The White House emphasizing that this object was much lower at about 40,000 feet than that other suspected Chinese spy balloon, that this object could have been a threat to civilian aircraft, and that that was a big part of the decision to bring it down. Officials, though, adding that they did not have any indications that it was a threat to anyone on the ground.
More than 23,000 people have now died in Turkey and Syria after the massive earthquake that struck, as hope dims of finding more survivors in the rubble. Concerns now shifting towards a humanitarian disaster with hundreds of thousands with nowhere to go. Former President Trump's legal team turned over a folder with classification markings that was found last month at a South Florida resort to federal agents. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. And the FBI recovered one document with classified markings from former Vice President Pence's home yesterday. Brian Clark, ABC News. Tens of millions will be watching tomorrow's Super Bowl, but thousands of cameras will allow security to keep a close eye on the people in and around the game.
Over 1,700 cameras, 800 of them right around the stadium, will be feeding real-time intelligence to a command center packed full of law enforcement on game day. Glendale, Arizona Police Chief Chris Briggs says video will be feeding in from helicopters and elsewhere.
We will be getting those downlinks, and then we also have a lot of other cameras out there that will be able to monitor the fans, the crowd movement, the traffic, and just keep our eyes on everything that's going on.
Using artificial intelligence, the systems can alert the command center to unusual behavior being seen on cameras. He says the goal is to keep events safe, but to allow fans to have fun. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Texas man facing felony charges for evading after he reportedly fled a traffic stop. Texas DPS Lieutenant Craig Cummings said,
not only does evading place the community at large in danger, but it places the suspect in danger, it places the trooper in danger.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling, and I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. A little sloppy on the roads in the Madison, Wisconsin area, but we know people listening all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across the upper Midwest, all across the world, Dom. So anyways, be a part. This is your hour. It's like a town hall for all you people. 844-967-2789. Unlike your politicians, we serve you.
Is that what we do? We serve you. We lean on you. At least we serve you.
We'll give you a couple of minutes on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
And then someone will cut off your mic just like they do at the Emmys. Too long. Play the music. Gotta go. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Also, the President Joe Biden on the road again, Dom. He's a vibrant, soon to be 82.
Oh, man, the Dark Brandon tour, man. He's been all over the place.
Well, this is tour stop number 2, right?
D.C. to Wisconsin to Florida? I mean, come on, man. Motley Crue doesn't do that kind of schedule.
Well, no one wants him to anymore. They used to. Anyways, let's go to it. Let's get to the sound and then the phones. 844-967-2789. Social Security and Medicare, a topic. And, of course, in the State of the Union address on Tuesday, President, what sort of lured in the GOP, sucked them in, said, you know, there are a minority amongst you, not a majority, but a number amongst you that want to, sunset Medicare and Social Security. And I can name a handful of actual examples. Hell, Joe Biden came to Wisconsin yesterday and called out the local boy, Ron Johnson.
The names yesterday.
And he called out Mike Lee, and he called out a few others, Dom. Of course, there's a Skeletor-looking guy from Florida.
Rick Scott.
So, if you're the president, and you happen to turn your Air Force One to warmer climes, Dom, heading to Florida, well, why not go to Rick Scott's backyard?
Rick Scott DeSantis's backyard.
Well, DeSantis, he's making every indication he'll be a presidential candidate soon. But Ebone, going to need a little help from you. Let's play the president down in Florida today. Going to stop it. Cut 10.
If anyone tries to cut Social Security, we're going to stop it. If anyone tries to cut Medicare, we're going to stop it.
Yes, says Joe. He's got the veto pen. More from the president. Cut 11, please.
Fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere. There's things that we got to get things done. That's always been my vision for the country, and I think that's what the American people said in this off-year election.
Now, yesterday, he said similar words in Madison, Wisconsin. Many of the headlines here in the local papers, Joe Biden, you know, sort of tips his hat towards a reelected bid in Madison. This post-State of the Union tour, you know, stop number two in Florida today, well, it's effectively the early campaign tour. He's going on the stump, Dom. More from President Joe Biden. Cut number 12, please.
Folks on fixed incomes relying on Social Security and Medicare to get by. They deserve a greater sense of security and dignity.
Well, that was the whole premise behind Social Security in the first place, that our elders not eat out of trash cans on the streets, Dom. And amongst the poverty levels, amongst seniors, lowest in the nation. Because if you live that long, you actually get a social safety net, Medicare and Social Security. More from President Joe Biden. Lucky 13, please.
Bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors money. It will cut the federal budget by hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's always so strange to me when Republicans say they're in it for the people, but then when it comes time to actually negotiate prices of prescription drugs, they always seem to find a way to get in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I mean, you know, I'm not saying they're sluts. I would more accurately characterize them as whores, Dom, because they get paid.
They're getting paid to
for that pharmaceutical love.
I mean, how do you, you know, try to stand up and say no as the biggest consumer, the federal government, of these products that they have, what, no input as to, no, you cannot negotiate these things? Of course, that's absolutely ridiculous. And any Republican who had any business sense whatsoever, they would never take that deal. You know, they try to negotiate to put more money in their pocket. But in this case, they get paid by Big Pharm through their donations, right, to lobby against it, to vote against it. So, I mean, that's what they got. That's why they do it.
You know, interesting observation from the audience. Jeff asked, from D.C. to Wisconsin to D.C. to Florida, Jeff speculates that Dark Brandon's on the Rojo vacation tour. Well, I think we've lost Dominic. I thought he was just looking at me funny, but I think he's gone in some way. So I'll continue with the sound. Going to need your help, Epone. You still with me, fella? Let's play more of President Joe Biden, if we could. I'll veto it. Cut 14, please.
If they try to raise the cost of prescription drugs or abolish the Affordable Care Act, I will veto it.
He will veto it. That's that magic pen of the president. More from President Biden this time, not in Madison, not in DeForest, down in Florida, if Republicans have their way. God forbid. Cut 15.
Republicans in Congress have their way. The power we just gave Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices goes away. A $2,000 cap next year in prescription drug goes away. The $35 a month insulin limitation goes away.
You know, I don't like doing math on the radio, and apparently neither does President Joe Biden, but this ain't calculus. Cut 16.
Over 1.1 million people in Florida would be eligible for Medicaid if Governor DeSantis just said, I agree to expand it. It's not, this isn't calculus.
No, it's simple kitchen table math. The fact that the governor of Florida refuses to make over a million Floridians Medicaid eligible, and they should be, but he won't do it. Why? Because much like our former failed gubernator turned failed presidential candidate Scott Walker, somehow they think this is a rationale that they're going to get elected president because they're harsh on poor people. No freeloaders getting free health care, especially not old or sick people. 844-967-2789. We'll get back to you in a minute. I see you, Dom. Can I hear you?
Yeah, man, we're here.
Oh, all right. It's going back to the sound. It ain't calculus. Cut number 17, President Joe Biden, he will veto the Rick Scott from Florida proposal, were it to come to his desk, played for the people. Cut 17.
In case there was any doubt, just yesterday, he confirmed that he still likes his proposal. Well, I guarantee you, it will not happen. I will veto it. I'll defend Social Security and Medicare.
He will veto it. Rick Scott. I don't even think he's a popular man in his own family.
And the Republicans continue to walk right into this. And he is, right now, President Biden is still reaping the rewards of his hustle, man. He drew him in. He got him to all agree. Now what are we talking about now? Social Security, Medicare. Social Security, Medicare. This is what we're talking about. You know, the Republicans don't want to talk about that. They'd rather talk about what? Hunter Biden's laptop?
Important stuff, Tom.
Yes, very, very important stuff. You know, the crime and inflation, all the things they actually ran on. They took over the House of Representatives to focus on Hunter Biden's laptop. Let's hear some more from President Joe Biden in Florida today. Hal Crudy, he's not only running, he thinks he can win Florida, I think. Here's what he says about Social Security being a promise, cut number 18.
They're more than government programs. They're a promise. Promise we made. Work hard and contribute, and when the time's come for you to retire, you'll be there. We'll be there for you to help you out.
Yeah, you better keep those promises or you're not going to keep your job. Cut number 19, President Biden in Florida today.
It's been a sacred trust, a rock-solid guarantee generations of Americans have counted on, and it works. The number of seniors living in poverty has plummeted since Social Security was created. And now these guys want to cut it. I don't get it. I really don't.
He doesn't get it. I don't get it either. President Joe Biden, Dark Brandon, calling him out, cut number 20.
I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
Damn, Joe. There you go. There you go.
The Republicans are a disease. I'm the cure.
I like this new Joe.
Real quick, breaking news. ABC News is reporting at this hour. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith to testify. That's interesting.
Didn't he already give testimony in the Fulton County, Georgia matter? I believe Pence, certainly Mark Short and others gave testimony, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he did.
844-967-2789. Let's squeeze a couple in. We'll get to the callers. Bob from Indiana, you are next. Welcome. What do you got, Bob?
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I'm coming in kind of late or whatever. I'm calling about your George Santos discussion.
We always got time for a George Santos discussion. Bob, what do you
think? Kiting checks to buy puppies under false pretense and then selling them wholesale at adoption. I mean, what a racket.
I mean, right?
I just wait for the free days at the pound. So I don't understand why people haven't figured this out. This guy is looking to go on Hollywood Squares or Fox News. This is that he knows he's not qualified. Everyone else knows, but Kevin McCarthy has to have him. We need to get him out of there to get him away from Kevin McCarthy so that New York can put a Democrat back in where they belong. This is nothing but a This is Donald Trump's little brother going, well, Donald got to be on TV. I can be on TV.
Well, Bob, that's why they're not going to do it, because they don't want the Dem, and they need the Republican vote. Stick around. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows around 23. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Highs level off around 40 Monday under sunny skies. 44 Tuesday. Chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open, going there shortly. 844-967-2789. As we mentioned prior to the break, breaking news from ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing probes into Trump, according to multiple sources. Not immediately clear what information the subpoena from special counsel Jack Smith is seeking, but it follows months of negotiations between federal prosecutors and Pence's legal team.
Dom, I got to tell you, more like frozen tundra than jungle up in Madison. I did look at what appears to be a fairly comprehensive list of witnesses in the Fulton County, and there are dozens. Everyone from Michael Flynn to Newt Gingrich to Lindsey Graham, the Raffensperger, Donald Trump not subpoenaed, as we've talked about, that he feels like that fully exonerates him.
Yes, of course.
But Pence, I may have incorrectly implicated Pence in the pressure campaign in Georgia. Pence was not subpoenaed in Fulton County. So Jack Smith, the DOJ, the January 6th, presumably, subpoena. They're not calling him up about something about his old talk radio days.
Well, I mean, presumably it's about the insurrection, the seditious conspiracy, the attempt to overthrow the government. But also, I mean, hell, I mean, apparently everyone has secret documents these days, so we'll see. But I got to assume it's the January 6th.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Mike Pence!
844. Hang with Mike Pence. That's what
yes. There. That's a great new campaign slogan. Once he testifies to Jack Smith, special counsel, and perhaps that testimony used in a future prosecution of Donald Trump, I'm sure Mike Pence's stock will rise among the mega crowd. Hang with Mike Pence.
In Florida, no hanging chads. Hang Mike Pence. 844-967-2789. You know, I would feel like we were somehow advocating for violence, but the former president assured us that this is completely exonerating conduct.
Well, of course, we're not advocating for violence. We're simply repeating what the megas were chanting as they stormed the Capitol.
Someday, right,
or as Senator Ron Johnson says, you know, we're calm and having a good time and stayed within the velvet ropes, right?
You know, they're going to come for me someday with pitchforks and torches down. And I'm going to hear them in the distance. And I'm going to think someone's playing the movie Rudy. But really, they'll be coming for me, Dom. And if you're silent, eventually they'll find you in the bunker somewhere. 844-967-2789. This time, getting to the phones, probably. Got to move something out of the way. Curtis from West Dallas, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Curtis.
How you doing, guys? I must tell you, I'm just coming back from Wisconsin Dells right now, and I can get the radio station from Milwaukee all the way to Dells. No problem. Awesome.
Nice.
The Beast of the East, I'm telling you, 540 AM is a wonderful, wonderful signal.
It is. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, that George Santos, if he says he lost his checkbook, all he has to do is get about the Amish people to go and have a lineup of, like, or a piece of paper of all these different pieces of people and show them, point out who wrote that checkout. That's all you need to do, because the Amish, you know, they'll remember.
Was he wearing a dress that day?
Well, get a picture of him dressed, too.
Well, there's plenty of those, but no one's judging here.
So a photographic lineup. Thanks, Curtis. Well, that seems like basic policing. Right. I like the Brazilian charges apparently against George Santos. You know, he stole someone's checkbook. So he apparently has both been
the victim and the perpetrator of checkbook stealing.
It just gave him a good idea. But why didn't they pursue the charges in Brazil? Because he basically fled the country. And they thought he was dead or just didn't follow up on it. If I am ever again charged with serious crimes, Dom, I'm just going to Brazil?
I don't know if
Do they have a non-extradition treaty thing going on?
I would imagine Brazil actually would extradite with the United States. And I don't know where this one falls. Has the government of Brazil requested him? I mean, for that kind of a crime, for a sitting congressman, I kind of doubt it. But, you know, if he was an ex-congressman and prosecuted for all sorts of other things, you know, maybe.
You know, if I ever
have him serve his time here, then ship him down to Brazil to face the consequences down there.
I think I would probably flee by just crossing state lines into one of our many surrounding legal marijuana states. I'd either go north into Michigan or south into Illinois, probably, Dom, just knowing my human nature. So don't look for me there.
Well, I mean, if you want to do the crime, right, it's just so strange that a guy like George Santos would do all these things and then put himself out there in the public, right? And then what, to have the megas, these Republicans vote for the guy?
They need his vote. They need the dues, Dom. They need him on that wall.
Oh, man.
I mean, if hell, Gates voted present and they almost skinned him alive on the floor. I mean, so what? An accused, alleged. At this point, they can still call him an alleged criminal.
There are many investigations going on with many, many facets of George Santos's existence.
I hope he stays out there and keeps making headlines. I find him quite entertaining. 844. And his misery is really my glee. So I got the feeling I'm going to be gleeful
forward. I get that. But, you know, the problem is this isn't like a sitcom, man. You know, this isn't a sports game. You know, this is the reality, man. These are sitting congresspeople. They make decisions on laws. I mean, there's real world consequences, and you have an obviously known hustler in George Santos in their midst, and they're accepting of it.
Okay. I mean, Mr. Roper, if you can't accept alternative lifestyles.
I'm down with the alternative lifestyle Swedes company. It's got nothing to do with it. The guy's a hustler and a thief and an alleged criminal. I mean, and there he sits with the full support of Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans and MAGA. He is their guy.
They'll know where to find him when they want to arrest him, Dom.
Are you sure about that?
At this point, as near as I can tell, he's a nonviolent offender, but I'd hate to be one of those adopt-a-dogs. What, he throw them all in the trunk? You drive them around the countryside, kiting checks, buying dogs, throwing them in the trunk, or up in the clothes basket with Mitt Romney's.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military is trying to recover the wreckage of what it's calling an object that was shot down Friday over northern Alaska. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has the latest.
The White House emphasizing that this object was much lower at about 40,000 feet than that other suspected Chinese spy balloon, that this object could have been a threat to civilian aircraft, and that was a big part of the decision to bring it down. Officials, though, adding that they did not have any indications that it was a threat to anyone on the ground.
More than 23,000 people have now died in Turkey and Syria after the massive earthquake that struck, as hope dims of finding more survivors in the rubble. Concerns now shifting towards a humanitarian disaster with hundreds of thousands with nowhere to go. Former President Trump's legal team turned over a folder with classification markings that was found last month at a South Florida resort to federal agents. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. And the FBI recovered one document with classified markings from former Vice President Pence's home yesterday. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media, too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve, the happy hour. Then we're almost home. Be safe out there in the Madison area. Quite snowy, but the roads look like they've at least been plowed now. Earlier today, it was like...
It was a winter wonderland there, Crudy.
You want to know what I literally saw on University Ave? One of those sidewalk plows getting shoveled out.
Wow.
Either that's a really bad sidewalk driver or it was bad. It was thick and heavy.
Yeah, be careful. Even if you go out there and start shoveling and, you know, doing your part, taking care of your sidewalks, go slow. That's the heart attack snow out there right now, folks.
Yeah, I don't like to shovel the heart attack snow. Leave that for the younger and fitter amongst the Crudy family. Although those teenagers, man, I'm really talking about my wife at this point because the teenagers aren't going to do it. I got two of them.
Ah, come on. What are you talking about, man? It's the parenting. I blame you for that.
I blame the dogs. They're also problematic. Dom, you know what else is problematic here? See how what? I transition back
yes,
to politics.
I see that. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post.
Yeah.
I think you brought this piece to my attention. Opinion piece. She writes, a new poll gives us insight into a troubling anti-American movement. We'll get to the phones. Be patient. 844-967-2789. But Dom, we wanted to share some of this article because I know how you love the Christian nationalism.
Yes, some of my favorites.
Let me read from Rubin's piece. When you hear the phrase Christian nationalists, you might think of anti-abortion conservatives who are upset about the phrase happy holidays. And they embrace a vaguely America first way of thinking. But according to a public religion research institute, Brookings Institution poll released Wednesday, Christian nationalists in fact harbor a set of extreme beliefs at odds with pluralistic democracy. Dom, the findings will alarm you, according to Jennifer Rubin. Especially you, you pagan atheist.
You know, this is almost exactly what I expected, but please continue.
Here's the quote. Christian nationalism is a new term for a worldview that has been with us since the founding of our country. The idea that America is destined to be a promised land for European Christians. That's according to the PRRI president and founder Robert P. Jones. While most Americans today embrace pluralism and reject this anti-democratic claim, majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Republicans remain animated by this vision of a white Christian America. The poll used the following beliefs to gauge how deeply respondents embrace Christian nationalism. So here are a couple of the polling questions, Dom. I'd like to get your reactions in real time to them, if I could.
Yeah.
What do you think about the statement, the U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to put you down for a maybe. Number two, U.S. laws should be based on Christian values. Have they always been?
No. What? No.
Shows what you know. Read your Bible. More, Dom. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore.
What is it about any particular religion that, you know, defines the country's borders? What are you talking about? That's asinine and stupid.
Jesus defines our country's borders, Dom.
Does she?
Jesus. Pretty sure that was a he. You could say God's a woman.
Really? Yeah. Really? Are you sure about that?
Fair to middling, sure. Dom, being Christian is an important part of being truly American.
Truly? I mean, you can't truly, be a truly. Christian, or you could be, you know, Muslim, or you could be
slow
Hindu,
down,
or you could be, you know, could worship Thor or Jupiter, or you could, you know, not believe any of it. You could do all those things. Hell, you could create your own religion. You could just pull stuff out of your ass, declare it to be so, get a couple of people to show up once a week, and set yourself up a nice tax-deductible church.
Dominic, this is America. Worship my God or get the hell out. A little bit more. The polling questions. God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. I declare dominion over you, Dom.
You could take that stance, but of course the problem is, and the problem with all this religion in combined with the government, is everyone has their own ideas of what a God is, what religion is, whatever the case may be. So what that's really going to say is you want your one group of people, in this case, the Christians, they probably wouldn't feel the same way about the Muslims exercising dominion over all areas of American society, right? Or any other religion. So therefore we should just not have any of that. Believe what you want. But leave it at your church. Leave it at your door. Because when it comes to governance, those things have no place here.
Dominic, you know there's only one true white Protestant European Jesus.
Blue-eyed Jesus, that's right.
This new polling found that 10%, they call them adherents, of American adults believe in these ideas overwhelmingly or completely.
10%?
1 in 10.
Wow.
Dom, another 19% agree, but not completely. They call them sympathizers, white nationalist sympathizers. And 39% disagree, call them skeptics, but not completely. While 29% disagree completely, they call those the rejects. You find yourself in that category, right?
The devil's rejectors. Rejects. I am the devil's reject.
Dom, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers, about 35%, or adherents, about 29%. My math says that's a solid nearly two-thirds majority of all Protestants are pretty much in this group, Dom. Here's a quote. 35% of all whites are adherents. Of all whites, 35% basically believe there's only one true white God. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. But 35% of all whites are adherents. Put differently, Christian nationalist adherents are a minority, but when combined with sympathizers, still comprise a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions, Tom.
Crudy, Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Most Republicans qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers at 33% or adherents at 21%, while at least three-quarters of both independents, 46% skeptics and 29% rejectors, and Democrats, 36% skeptics and 47% rejectors, lean toward rejecting Christian nationalism. In total, Republicans at 21% are about four times as likely as Democrats at 5% or independents at 6% to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Some promising news, though, there are fewer adherents and sympathizers among younger Americans. More than 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29, 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29 and ages 30 to 49 lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment.
Dominic, that's 79% of the 18 to 29-year-olds reject or are skeptical. 82% of the 30 to 49-year-olds either skeptics or rejectors. They lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. They oppose
good,
it, Dom.
Good. Adherents of Christian nationalism are nearly seven times as likely as rejectors to agree that, quote, true patriots might have to resort to violence to save our country. That's 40% versus 16, the news release said. In addition, while only 3 in 10 Americans at 28% agree that, quote, because things have gotten so far off track in this country, we need a leader who is willing to break some rules if that's what it takes to set things right. Half of Christian nationalism adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. Of course they do. I mean, that's it. I mean, if Dom,
that's 88%. That's a big number.
Are you shocked? I mean, do you wonder why they believe the big lie? I mean, they believe all sorts of other lies. And I'm sorry, I know you want to believe what you want to believe. That's entirely up to you. But when you bring that to the public arena, when you bring that belief and try to dictate to me how I got to live my life and how we should live as a society, I'm sorry, I got a little pushback on you. Because every jackass can come up with any idea on how they want to live their own lives. But if you start pushing that authoritarianism, do it like I do it, or I'm going to do X, Y, Z to you. It's just like we talked about yesterday with the grooming. No wonder why the younger kids right now, because they're not as involved in this organized religion, this Christian nationalism, as perhaps their parents or their grandparents are and were. Right? So they're not down with that, but they're already, if you have that mindset, you are more apt to believe these kinds of things, in my humble atheist opinion.
Dominic, the white nationalism might throw you off, but it's hard to believe. There's a strong racist white grievance element amongst these people as well.
No.
According to Rubin, about 41% of Americans agree that discrimination against white Americans is as big a problem as discrimination against black Americans and other minorities. 58% disagree. And approximately two-thirds of Christian nationalism sympathizers, it's about 66%, and more than three-quarters, 77% of the adherents agree with the statement, Dom, among Christian nationalism sympathizers and adherents who are white, agreement with the sentiment rises to 73% and 85%, respectively. Poor whitey.
Yeah, what are rich white people going to catch a break in this world?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. When, Dom, when will it ever be fair to them?
Well, you know, all you can do is keep fighting the good fight.
Dominic, 83% of adherents think, and here's the quote, God intended America to be a new promised land where European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world. 83%.
No, I mean, I remember Manifest Destiny being taught when I was a kid.
That's completely different, though.
In high school. How is it any different? That the United States is destined by God to expand his dominion and spread his democracy and capitalism across the entire continent. Come on, man. It's the same mindset. It's exactly the same.
You'd have been sooner in Oklahoma, Dom. You'd have been out riding that wagon out before dawn if your alarm clock went off.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, that... you don't believe this, right? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you believe that somehow there is a God that is, you know, do you believe what those adherents believe at 80-some percent?
I do not.
You're a man of faith.
I do not. My faith, I would like to think, teaches me the example of Jesus Christ, if nothing else. And Jesus, as far as I can tell, is pretty damn progressive. Know what I mean? In his action, in his words. The real Christianity, the actual study of Jesus Christ, well, that's sort of a compassionate thing. You know, other than turning over the money changers' tables in the temple, he raised a little hell in the temples, Don, but apparently they were raising some coin in the temples. He took a little objection to that. But for the most part, the Jesus Christ that I believe in probably had a tan. Probably wasn't blue-eyed and brown-haired. And the words that I try to live by, I'm not going to say I walk with Jesus each and every day, Dom, because I got a devil on my other shoulder.
I'm beer Jesus, but go ahead.
But the example of Jesus is a very progressive thing. You know, the meekest amongst us. And I can't always rise to that standard. I'm impatient with people. You are a prime example. But I got to tell you, man, I don't believe that we are somehow manifest destiny to be a Christian nation. Hell, I've been wrong about stuff before, Dom. For all I know, I picked the wrong God. You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot out there. It's what's your mom and dad? Which church was closest to the house on Sunday morning?
Come on.
You're lucky if that's the determinant factor. I mean, I used to go to a Baptist church because I liked the minister. He's a cool guy. When he left, I was no longer Baptist.
I think it was Richard Dawkins, an author who writes about atheism and all that, said basically we're all atheists, man. You know, I just take mine one God further, your God, because most Christians don't believe in all those other gods. They just believe in their one God. So we're all atheists. Just walk with me and take that one more step. Let's stop wasting our time.
See you in hell, fella. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's always heavenly when you call it 844-96-PARTY.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 43 today. Under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 23. Daytime highs approaching 42 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Bright sunshine expected Monday with highs around 40. 44, chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day for your phone calls. Your participation is God-mandated at 844-967-2789. Dom wouldn't like that. Hope he's listening. Feel free to join me on the airwaves, Dom. 844-967-2789. Back to the Jennifer Rubin piece. Jennifer Rubin, we were talking, Dom, about the adherents and the other white Christian nationalists. Here are some of the other stats to bring it home, this newest polling. More than 70% of adherents embrace the white replacement theory, Dom. Nearly...
Yes, of course they do.
Nearly one quarter harbor anti-Semitic views that Jews hold too many positions of power, and 44% believe Jews are more loyal to Israel than America, the poll found. And more than 65%, again, these are white nationalist adherents, they're sympathetic to thoughts like, you know, we should base our laws on what God thinks, what they think God thinks. But here's what they think of Muslims, Tom. More than 65% think Muslims from some countries should be banned. Just those crap hole countries, Tom. Nearly 70% believe the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife submits to his leadership. Yeah. Clearly, my household dynamic is broken. If you think this sounds like a bag of tripe, you're right, Dom. This is the hardcore MAGA base. More alarming, nearly 6 in 10 QAnon believers are either Christian nationalism sympathizers or adherents.
Ooh, of course. It all makes sense. I mean, these numbers really are not surprising. I got to be honest, man.
It's a big number. I mean, we're starting to talk about a third of our nation, dude. Starting to get to be big numbers. 844-967-2789. Those are numbers you can handle. Dial them. Dick from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. You always enlighten me, and early in the show you did.
Enlighten us in what way?
Well, Ron Johnson has been mentored by Chuck Grassley all these years.
Well, I think they've been trying all the drugs together, Dick.
Yeah. But early today, I had to watch this, and it ties into the January 6th. This clown, Christopher Miller, that was Trump's last chief of staff or whatever he was.
Well, he wasn't chief of staff. That was Mark Meadows.
Whatever he was. Whatever he was. And you know what I'm talking about, correct?
Are we talking about Stephen Miller, the bald guy, the half a Nazi guy?
No, we're talking about Christopher Miller. And this guy was on...
He was the guy who Trump put into the Pentagon after he lost the election.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry. My bad. But no one challenged him on this morning. He made the accusation that the D.C. police... never, ever said that they couldn't handle January 6th. And in fact, they said they could handle as many as a million people. A million? Come on. I looked it up. In the D.C. police, the whole police force is 4,000. Now, I'm terrible at math, but this guy And he just, it blew me away to listen to him this morning. I mean, really? You're going to tell me that 4,000 people could contain a million people?
Come on, man, that's only 250 to 1. Didn't they make a movie like the 300 or something like that?
Well, my point is, they couldn't even take care of 12,000 or whatever it was, correct?
Yeah.
And if people, if you put it in perspective, think of a Badger game. That's 12 times a Badger game full house of 80,000.
I'm less clear, but Dick, I'm less clear that there were a million people that descended upon the Capitol. There may have been a million in D.C., but...
No, but what he's saying, I think, if I understood you correctly, is that the Christopher Miller, while his interview was saying that, hell, you know, the D.C. police can handle it, they could handle up to a million. That's what he was saying. Is that your position?
That's my position, and I think that... and then he went on to condemn General Milley. It said he was just terrible, this and that, incompetent. And I'm going, you know, dude, the last I knew, they were calling for more help 2 and 3 and 4 days before January 6th happened.
Well, and I said, don't know, Dick, if that was ever brought up during his interview, but he also, and thank you for the call, he also put out a memo articulating how police should deal with the Trump supporters, you know? And it was very, I don't know, unarming, let's call it.
Shoot first and ask questions later?
And I certainly hope that a guy like Christopher Miller, who was, again, why would Donald Trump, the outgoing president, install a new person at the Pentagon for the last couple of weeks of his presidency?
Loyalty.
Right. To what end, though? Oh, that's right. The Pentagon didn't do squat. I think they may have guarded a couple generals' houses, but they didn't do anything to assist. Oh, were they asked? Who's the commander? Oh, who's the commander in chief? Oh, that's right.
Nancy Pelosi's fault, I swear.
That was Donald Trump, who sat on his ass for 3 hours while his mega supporters beat the hell out of, you know, the thin blue line. So I certainly hope Jack Smith will interview him if he has not. I think he might have some things to offer. Also, of course, the news today, ABC News reporting, Jack Smith has subpoenaed former Vice President Mike Pence. Also, he has apparently subpoenaed, according to CNN, former President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. So Jack Smith being very busy here of late. Hopefully that it goes well.
Look forward to Jack Smith Day all across the Civic Media Network. We'll be celebrating on that day. I think we'll get to Fulton County first, but, you know, that might be wishful thinking. We'll definitely get to you, though, Joe. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
No, you're winding up, and I just wanted to say you had an interview yesterday that was absolutely fascinating, and I would really recommend to your listeners. And that was the interview that you did with Mark Johnson, the attorney for Sterling Brown.
Mark Thompson.
Fascinating. Thompson, excuse me. And anyway, I would highly recommend that people check that out on your podcast. Pardon me for getting the names wrong, but it was just a fascinating interview about the police, about this man in Milwaukee who suffered greatly but wanted, as part of the settlement that they had with the police, that there be changes in how the police conducted their business. And I would just commend it to all of your listeners to give that. You just had great questions. Great information came out. It was really edifying, and I thank you so much for that interview. It was just top-notch. And thank you so much for having the speech that Biden gave in Wisconsin. Again, that was just wonderful, and I'd commend it to your viewers to give it or your listeners to give it a listen. It was just absolutely first-rate. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. All the kind words. The Biden speech, I'm less clear that is up yet. But in regards to the interview with Mark Thompson yesterday, that is certainly up at the civicmedia.us. Find the Devil's Advocate show page and find Mark Thompson there. And I don't mean to correct you on the air, Joe. I hate that. Others do it to me with some frequency.
Well, come on. No one wants to be wrong on purpose, though, right?
But ever since Rojo and the January 6th, kind of gave Johnson a bad name. You got to sort of separate yourself. You don't want to be called a Johnson, if you know what I'm saying. Folks, I'd love to sneak you in, Bill, but there's not time. Sorry about that, brother. We'll get you tomorrow on the flip side when Friday we air the grievances. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with our pal Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio at 6 up until. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media. Devil's Advocates will do it for you on the radio again Friday. The best show of the week ever. Always is.
Miss our conversations on air? Join.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV.